Time now for Talk of the Town, the program in which you, the listeners, participate with your telephone calls. Our Talk of the Town number is 395-1450. We're going to discuss our local museum this morning. We have Taylor Hawthorne on the other side of the microphone here. Good morning, Taylor.
Good morning, Duke. How are you?
Good, good. And I think it's spring again.
I think so. I think we can finally say spring is here.
Yes. Yes. Well, she will have some tickets to give away, I believe, and we have a lot of information about what's going on at the museum. And I bet we'll talk about Nazis.
We will. That's the first thing on my list today to talk about. We just opened a new exhibition on Friday, and it's titled Art and Propaganda in Nazi-Occupied Holland. And it's a traveling exhibition from the Anne Frank Center in New York, and then it also features pieces from our object in our archival collection. Mm-hmm. And it's actually three series of prints, and the biggest one is a series of propaganda posters that were created by the Nazi government.
Mm-hmm.
And then from our collection, we have a series of propaganda posters that were created by the Dutch government and then the Allied governments as well. And so these posters are really powerful images from that time. We have had a lot of visitors come through already who were living in the Netherlands during that time.
Yeah.
I remember it very, very well, and it's been bringing back a lot of emotions, as as one would expect. So, and there's also a series of prints that were made by Henri Pieck, which a lot of people might know his twin brother Anton Pieck. They were both artists. And Henri was actually in the Buchenwald concentration camp and made some sketches while he was there. And then after he left, he actually then created these prints based off of those mm-hmm. sketches. And it features basically what daily life would have been like in the camps that he was at.
All right. Well, of course, the Nazis wanted to look good in the Netherlands, but they didn't look very good to them. People
right,
there.
Right. And it's an interesting process, too, to see how kind of how the posters changed over the times, too, and which you can kind of tell a little bit about which audience was, intended
right.
for each of the posters, too.
And I think we have another call. Yes, you're online with our guest.
Hi, I read in the paper this, I think it was on the Sunday Sentinel.
Mm-hmm.
And I read about Diet Eman, that she was there. I wish I could have been there. What a fantastic person. But if anybody wants to pick up a good read, read her book. It is just so easy reading. You cannot put it down, and you just cannot imagine what these people had to go through. And the love for, that they portrayed, the love of Christ for the Jewish people is just unbelievable, to risk their own lives. So pick up the book and read it. It's fabulous. Thanks.
Thank you.
Yes, Diet Eman's book, The Things You Couldn't Say, is actually available in our gift shop. And she is she was a Dutch resistance fighter who was there in the Netherlands during the time. And she now lives in Grand Rapids. She's 94 years old, and she made the trek out for the opening. We had a ribbon cutting ceremony, and she was there, and it was really fascinating to hear her accounts of what time was like and her perspective on it, and what she thinks of America after she moved here. And she loves her adopted country, and just talking about what she thinks of the Netherlands now and when she visited last. And it was really fascinating to see. And she was really gracious too, because we had some copies in our gift shop, and she signed one for the museum archive. So we have now a signed copy of her book our collection, which was really cool. So it was a very special time for us.
Now, I understand a lot of the posters that we had were saved by Mr. Wickers.
Yes, by Willard Wickers, the founder of the museum. They are part of our Netherlands Information Service collection. It's actually just a selection of the posters. We do have more posters available, and we have a new thing that we're starting with this exhibition. We're using what is called kind of a mobile website or mobile companion is what we're calling it. And we have two iPads, so touchscreen iPads that are in our gallery. And it allows the viewer to learn a little bit more about the exhibition. So you can see the other posters that we didn't have room to put on display. You can learn more about World War II. There's an interactive map. You can look and see, listen to some oral histories and videos from Holocaust survivors. There's also a reading list for children and young adults. And it's a great way for just people to learn a little bit more about what the subject we're talking about. But if you also have a smartphone or if you have a tablet, you can bring that into the exhibition as well. Oh. And you can access it that way too. Okay. So it's just a new way for people to learn more and to engage in a different way. And, you know, it makes it for a more dynamic exhibition. So, and we also have, I wanted to say too, at the beginning of the exhibition, there's a video that shows after occupation of the Netherlands, or I should say during occupation, and it's about a 4-minute video, and that is also from the Netherlands Information Service. So that's a very moving video as well, because it shows bombed out buildings and kind of inside the cockpit of some of the Nazi jets, and it's a pretty, powerful exhibition. We do have a sign at the beginning of the exhibition that kind of says it's for more mature audiences. So kind of your discretion. So if anyone's, interested in bringing their, grandkids or other kids, you might want to kind of figure out if that's a good topic. It's not terrible, but there are a couple of images that are a little bit more graphic than one might expect. So just to keep that in mind. But the nice thing is we do have our Mark's Room, which is right next to the gallery. That's our hands-on kids area.
Oh, yes.
And Mark's Room is perfectly appropriate for any age. And we are using what happened during World War II and the Holocaust, but we're using it in the sense of talking about bullying and kind of like extreme bullying. And we have this really amazing book that is by Catherine Atoshi that's called One. And that book, she talks about the idea of bullying with the use of color. It's really fascinating, but that's a very age-appropriate place to take any kids in and kind of, because how do you explain what happened in the Holocaust to a young child? It's very difficult. So this hopefully kind of helps that transition out a little bit. So, we're excited because Catherine Atoshi, the guest or the author of One, is actually going to be here where she's doing a lecture or kind of like a family event on Sunday, April 27th. We're going to have more information very soon, but that's a free family event from 3 to 4. So you can actually come and meet the author of the book that we're featuring in Mark's Room.
Very good.
And you can buy the book as well in our gift shop, too. So that's a good kids book to pick up. So.
Now, we should mention this exhibit is not forever.
It is not forever. Nope. It's going to be up for a while, though. It's up till October 4th.
Yeah.
And we're going to have a series of programs throughout the summer months, the spring and summer, and then into the fall that are focused on this exhibition. So we're putting those programs together right now, and we should have more information up in the next month or so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
And we're at 395-1450. If you have a question for our guest here this morning, we'd be happy to take that question, 395-1450. And, all right, what else we have here this morning?
We have, I wanted to mention our other exhibition, too. That's Dutch Folklore, the Lino Cuts of Cornelia van Gunz. And that's still up, and that's going to be up until May 18th. That's in our Focus Gallery. And those are a series of linoleum block prints that are on Dutch Folklore. So that's the gallery, the little gallery that's right off of the lobby, and that's going to be up through Tulip Time. And there is also a hands-on portion in there, too, for kids. But I think I actually find more adults in some of the hands-on kids.
Well, we have 25 days till Tulip Time. I trust you're ready.
Oh, my gosh. I think we are. We are ready to go. We're going to have open or extended hours during Tulip Time, and then the Capon House and the Settler's House open for the season the first day of Tulip Time. So we're very excited about that. That'll be very nice.
All right.
We're looking forward to it.
We're going to take a moment out here for a word from Wall Street.
Fully furnished offices with flexible terms, a receptionist to greet clients, and access to meeting rooms and video conference studios. Get 2 months free when you visit Regis.com/radio now or call 1-800.
And our guest this morning is Taylor Wise Hawthorne. And if you have a question for her, you may call us. She knows all about the museum from stem to stern.
Exactly. I think I know a lot. There's probably some things I don't know about it, but I know quite a lot about it.
Well, she knows what's going on right there, right now at the museum.
Yes. We actually have a couple of really exciting things happening this week. The big one is this is not just for us, but across the country, this is National Volunteer Appreciation Week. And today we're actually hosting our awesome volunteers for our annual appreciation luncheon.
Wow.
And this is a really fun time for us because we honor everybody who put in volunteer hours in the last calendar year, and then the top five volunteers who had the most hours get honored as well. And so our top winner this year actually had 272.5 hours.
Really?
That they put in, yes. And so our volunteers are amazing people, and we literally could not do what we do without our volunteers. And we're always accepting new volunteers all the time. So if anyone out there is interested in volunteering, we'd love to have you be a part of our family. And so today's going to be really fun. We always do a potluck. So all the staff gets to bring in things, which is an interesting assortment of items that don't really go together, but they kind of do. So we're doing that today at noon at the Armory. So we're really excited about that. But we're actually working with the Muskegon Museum of Art, the Grand Rapids Public Museum, and the Grand Rapids Art Museum. The four of us are partnering to offer all of our volunteers free admission to the other sites. So our volunteers have picked up their passes to go do that. And then we're also working with Holland Hospital this year, too. We started that partnership last year, and we are letting their volunteers come in this week for free as well to thank them. So we're excited about that. Yeah.
You don't have to bring Dutch food.
You don't. No, I actually don't think there is any Dutch food. I brought chocolate chip cookies today. I made those, and we're making sandwiches, too. But I think there are meatballs, and there's like a quinoa pasta salad. I don't think there's anything Dutch that's going to be there. So
no surprise of roaches.
Yeah, hopefully they're okay with that. So we'll find out. And then our other exciting things actually this week is we are working with Grand Valley State University, and they have their Coochie Office of Local History. I don't know if you've ever heard of that. They kind of cover the West Michigan area, and this year is their fifth annual local history roundtable. And each year they switch it to different cities. So last year it was in Grand Haven, and this year it's in Holland. And so we are hosting it at the Armory. And this year's theme is immigration and civil rights in Western Michigan. And we have speakers that are coming from all the universities and as far away as from Kalamazoo and Muskegon and Grand Rapids. And we have a lot of local institutions represented here, like Hope College, and we've got the African American Center for Art and History. We have the Lakeshore Ethnic Diversity Alliance. We have the Latin Americans United for Progress, just a bunch of different groups that have speakers that are going to be there to talk about this. So I think there's still registration available, and you can go to Grand Valley State University to find out more information. And then that's this Friday. And then Thursday evening, we're also working with them on an opening reception with a keynote speaker, and it's Bing Gooey, who's the director of the Michigan Office for New Americans, and he's going to be there Thursday evening. And that's actually open to the public as well, and it's $10, but it includes music and light refreshments, and then you can also check out the museum as well during that time. So this week is a busy, busy week for us, but it's very exciting. We're really excited to be working with these different organizations and have these partnerships. So it's going to be a fun, I'm going to be exhausted on Saturday, but it'll be a good exhausted. So,
right.
Yes.
How about a question of the day?
Sure. This one's a really easy one, I think. Maybe not. I don't know. What year was the museum founded?
What year was the museum founded?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure I could answer that.
Really?
I can get close, but I'm not sure I get it right on the year.
Yeah, so in what year was the museum founded?
Correct answer will get you four passes to the museum, and you can use them whenever you want.
Whenever you want. They're good for a year. They're good at the museum. They're good at the houses, wherever you want to use them.
Okay, so give us a call, 395-1450. If you know the date, the year, that is, when the museum was founded. Okay, do we have a call coming in? Not yet. Somebody's probably looking it up.
probably.
Okay, give us that call. You know, you get the answer in. Well, We're not getting an answer yet.
Oh, that's okay. Well, I can talk.
You thought this was going to be easy, huh?
Yeah, I did. Maybe not. Well, I can tell you a quick minute while people are looking it up. We do have this Saturday. We have a really exciting workshop. It's a hat workshop that's from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. and it's $15 per person and it's open for all ages. And we're doing a hat workshop because we're getting in gear for our annual fundraiser, Kentucky Derby fundraiser that's coming up on May 3rd for the Derby. So you've got to have a nice big hat to wear to the Derby. So come out Saturday and you can make your hat.
Okay. We have a call. Good morning. You're on the line.
1956.
Nope.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Well, that was not too far away, I don't
know. Not too far.
Make another guess. Good morning, you're on the line.
1950?
Nope.
Sorry.
Getting closer, though.
Somebody's going to get it. Even if we do it by guessing.
Yeah, someone's got to get it.
395-1450 is the number. What year was the museum founded? And we have a... Yes, we have a call coming in. Good morning. You're on the line.
1952.
Nope.
No, sorry. Okay.
All good guesses, though.
Okay, another line. Good morning. You're on the line.
How about 1948?
Oh, you're getting closer.
Getting closer.
Okay, 47.
No. No, sorry.
Okay, now you can see the direction we're going in.
Yep.
Good morning, you're on the line.
1948?
No.
No, sorry. And I think we got another call coming in. Good morning, you're on the line.
Was it 1940?
No, but you've been the closest so far.
Oh.
That's kind of fun, isn't it?
I thought this was going to be easy.
Good morning, you're on the line.
How about 1945?
Nope. Sorry.
Okay, we're getting close. Okay. Good morning. You're on the line.
How about 1939?
You're very close.
Yeah. Next call coming in. Good morning. You're on the line.
1937.
You got it. Ding, 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 ding. And what's your name?
Yay, Carol Harris.
Carol, excellent. Well, your tickets, your four free guest passes, will be available to pick up starting tomorrow morning at the front desk of the museum.
Oh, great. I'm really interested in that new exhibit. So
oh, good. Excellent.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Yeah, 1937. That one's I actually thought that might be a little bit. It always seems like the ones we think are going to be hard turn out to be easy, and then vice versa. But 1937, that's when the Netherlands Museum started.
That's long enough ago, you know, so a lot of people don't remember.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people don't. Well, a lot of people associate us too with our current location. And when we moved over there in 1992, that's when our name changed to the Holland Museum.
Right.
So we've been in that site for more than 20 years. So, but more than 77 years as an institution.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I better take a note out here for the weather. And the weather is brought to you by the Farmhouse Restaurant in Zeeland with a new breakfast menu, some old, some new farmhouse flavors, local, fresh, and delicious. And the weather, morning showers and then clearing today with a high of 47. And tonight, mostly clear with a low of 30. Tomorrow, a few clouds with a high of 53. And Thursday, a chance for showers with a high of 52, right now at 39 here in the Tulip City. And we're talking about our local museum. Well, I think I remember about when the museum started.
Mm-hmm.
And the house it was in over there.
Yeah.
It was pretty small.
It was. It was pretty tiny. It's fun to drive past it now because there's the historical marker that's there. And I think, is it a bed and breakfast now?
Yeah, I think so.
It's really fun to see that, and the whole reason we moved is because we outgrew it. It was just, it became too small,
right.
And we needed a bigger space to exhibit everything. So that's why we ended up at our current location. So,
well, I think Mr. Wickers saw the need for saving a lot of this stuff and having a place to save it.
Yeah, it all comes down to Willard Rickers. That's the whole reason why we're in existence today, because he saw that there was an importance for saving, you know, our local history, and he started the ball rolling with all of mm-hmm. that. And a lot of the pieces in our collection are due to him and his connections that he made throughout his lifetime. And we were around to preserve that, so we're very fortunate.
All right.
Yeah.
What else we got over there?
I've got a couple more programs. We're getting into our busy season. You know, out of winter time,
yeah.
we're ready to do a lot of stuff, just like everybody else is too. So we've got a lot of good stuff. So not only Tulip Time, where we have extended hours, we're still doing our late nights on the second Thursday evening of every month. We're doing where we're open until 8 o'clock. At night. And so if you are ever working during the day or can't come in on the weekends, we're going to be open that late night Thursday, so you can check that out. Normal admission rates apply. And then we're doing a family fun day on April 26th from 11 to 12. It's free, and this month's theme is storytelling. And we're going to have snacks and crafts and lots of stories. And that's a fun thing for the whole family. So again, that's April 26th from 11 to 12, and it's free. And we're also doing something for Mother's Day at the Capon House. So we're going to be open especially on Mother's Day from 12 to 4, and we're going to have something special for all the mothers who want to come out and check that out. So
mm-hmm.
I know people are always looking for fun things to do on Mother's Day, and we're going to have a special thing for them to, if they want to come out and check it out. So we have a lot of things. We are updating our calendar all the time. We're getting new programs in all the time, and we're doing lots of stuff.
And you have a fine collection of books for sale?
Of course. We have our gift shop. We've added some new things for our art and propaganda exhibition. And we're getting new titles in all the time. We're going to get a new selection of Delftware in as well before Tulip Time. We have lots of books that are on, of course, local history and our collection, but we also have other really nice gifts, inexpensive souvenirs, other items that are really great. So even if you aren't coming into the museum, but you're looking for a special gift for someone to bring, you know, for on a trip or just as a thank you, the gift shop is always free to visit, and it's always open when the museum itself mm-hmm. is open. Mm-hmm. So that's a nice thing to check out as well.
What area is the new exhibit in?
That's in the Wickers Gallery. Very okay. appropriate, we thought, to put
yeah.
in the Wickers Gallery. So that's the gallery that if you walk into our permanent gallery and you get to the center where the big Dutch clock is and you look to your right, that's where the Wickers Gallery is.
Okay.
So it's a nice size gallery. It looks very, very, very different from our last exhibition, which we had our boating exhibition. That's where that exhibition was. So it looks very different than it did when there were boats.
I imagine.
Yeah. no boats in there this time. So very different subject matter and different theme, of course. So, yeah, that's a very special exhibition. We're really excited to have that and very pleased. And we've had a lot of really good feedback so far from it. And it just opened. And hopefully a lot of people saw the really nice write-up in the Sentinel on Sunday. We were on the front page, and we're very proud of the exhibit and are really hoping that a lot of visitors will come through. And it's a little bit, like I said earlier, a little bit heavier, you know, of a subject matter.
Yeah,
and
it is.
You know, especially during Tulip Time, you know, we a lot of times have, you know, more light and airy themes. But this one is just, it's such an important topic and a subject that a lot of people, I think especially in our town, are very familiar with, whether they remember from back then or had family members who were involved in some way or remember, you know, sending things over to Dutch relatives during that time. A lot of people can relate to the exhibition. And it's really important, too, for our young community as well. And a lot of times
right.
it's such a long time ago. It's something that, you know, they only read about in books. And to see something like this firsthand, I think, is really important and really helps them learn about what happened back then.
And Randy Vanderwater will be giving his talk tonight at the Moss Center.
Yes.
And that'll be at 7:30.
Yes.
About the World War II in Holland.
Yep. That'll be really interesting. Yeah, it's a great tie-in. So come out and see the exhibit and go listen to Randy speak and, yeah, have a yep. whole World War II World War II History Day.
I think everybody should learn as much as they can about the Nazis and what they did to Germany and to the Netherlands and Europe, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, a lot of people think, you know, that, again, that was such a long time ago, that could never happen again. Well, we need to keep talking about it, though, and we can't forget about those things. We need to learn from our past to make sure that we don't do anything like that in the future. But
right.
It's a conversation. It's not done. It's a continuous
thing.
There's
already groups in Germany that have started to ape the Nazis.
Mm-hmm.
So we know it can happen.
Right.
Thank you very much, Taylor, for being our guest this morning here.
Thank you for having me.
Program, and always appreciate talking to you and telling us about our local museum.
Thank you.